The events and actions which have happened at Delaney Hall in Newark, New Jersey, have certainly created concern and anger with a lot of people over the actions of ICE and how people in their custody are being treated. My first guest today joins us to examine, I think, a very important facet of all this. For ICE and DHS to do what they're doing, they, of course, need a place to do it. Delaney Hall, other locations across America, being provided to ICE by a select, and I mean select, handful of for-profit companies who are taking in billions of dollars in what has now become one of the fastest-growing industries in the nation. How do these companies gain access to these opportunities? And, oh, by the way, are you unknowingly gaining from their actions via your investment plans? Here with the answers to this and more is the Director of Insights with Open Secrets, Brendan Glavin. How are you? Hey, Brendan.
Very good. Happy to be here.
I'm glad to have you here, too, and the work that Open Secrets is doing about this, which you can read at opensecrets.org. We're talking about the GEO Group. How big of a player in for-profit detention operations is the GEO Group?
Major player. You know, when you talk about ICE, they are the number one contractor for ICE by a large amount. About $2 billion contracts, 2025.
I was looking at a chart. The next closest to the GEO Group is CSI Aviation, with just about half of the revenue
right.
That GEO Group is. I guess the question becomes, as I said, this is certainly a hot industry for those which are companies are publicly traded, and we'll get to that too in a minute. Why are there not more companies climbing on board what is indeed a financial gravy train for these handful?
Well, one, a group like GEO Group has, you know, positioned themselves over time to be, of course, they're a longtime player in this private, prison and incarceration industry, but they have positioned themselves over time to really be, in a way, ready for this moment. And, you know, that involves, they didn't just pop on the scene in a political sense in the areas that, you know, we look at. They have, since 2017, they've averaged about $1.3 million in lobbying expenditures at the federal level every year. So from 17 to 25. So, and they're on pace to hit that again this year. So they're consistently paying out lobbyists to be there, be on the Hill, be in front of lawmakers, policymakers, and, you know, pressing their position. And then, of course, that's one aspect of it is the lobbying. And then you have the contribution side of it. And they've also have a history of being strong contributors to the Republican Party, to Republican super PACs. And then, of course, they're also a very big funder to a contributor to Donald Trump's super PAC, the Make America Great Again Incorporated in 2024, $1 million.
Most certainly, and when you have revenue, most recent revenue report for GEO Group, $2.6 billion, a 6% increase, which that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're looking at the previous year, $2.4 billion, 6% is a sizable chunk of change that you can get noticed in a variety of ways, like you just mentioned, Brandon. And it seems like the noticing is being paid off because it's not just Delaney Hall. GEO is operating pretty much nationwide and are looking for more, are they not?
Right, correct. And they're, you know, pretty unabashed about talking about when their, you know, CEO has, you know, conference calls, investor calls, and talks about, you know, how they had the best year ever last year. And in the immediate wake of the election, he was talking about how they expected to do very well. So, you know, they've, as I said, they, you know, put themselves in position ahead of time to be able to take advantage of this and then, you know, lean into it. And so these contribution amounts, you talk about the lobbying expenditures and the contributions they made, right? They feel like a lot, and it is a lot of money, and it's they're very big contributions. But when you compare that to the scale of the when you're talking about billions of dollars in revenue coming in, it's a no-brainer. These this investment they're making on one side is, you know, paying out incredibly on the other side.
Oh, no doubt about it. And they mentioned in one of their conference calls, this was back in December, I think, this sounds like a major move for most companies, but for Geo, it's a drop in the bucket. They're looking at just in the immediate time of investing $70 million in capital expenditures, which some companies can't even dream of having that for total capital, never mind capital expenditures. This is just the magnitude. They're looking to fill beds by the tens of thousands. They seem to be everything that ICE wants to do. Geo Group seems to be the go-to to get it done.
Right. And, of course, when, one thing I wanted to bring up was, you know, about the other way that this works, too. I talked about contributions, lobbying.
Right.
Well, there's what we call the revolving door aspect of this. And, of course, revolving door is a big thing in, you know, the government and the private sector, meaning you have people who work in the private sector and then go and work for the government, and then they leave the government and go work for the private sector and then maybe go back. So thus, we have the revolving door. Well, this absolutely applies here. We have the, acting director of ICE, David Venturella, right? His history goes back to he's been named acting director of ICE at this point. Well, previously, for over 10 years, he was an executive at Geo Group. And before he was an executive at Geo Group, he was working in the government. So not only are they making these financial investments, they also essentially have one of their own on the inside running ICE.
Well, another one, too, is Lindsay Corin. She served as a trial attorney with the DOJ from 2004 to 2007 as an advisor to the chief immigration judge. She's on the board of directors of the Geo Group.
Mm-hmm. So it creates this web of influence. There's a lot of moving pieces, and these companies, they know how to play the game. And when you get all your pieces in place, you can see how it can lead to a lot of money flowing in and then to the company. And then when the company says, oh, well, we're being, the government, keeping an eye on us and making sure that we're, doing everything right. Well, you don't have a lot of faith in that when it turns out that, the people in charge on the government side are actually, former insiders with the company that they're supposed to be monitoring.
And as well, too, just for the cause overall, the people in the various positions and the companies overall at Geo Group, they don't want Trump to change his policies. I mean, you have all this debate going on in Congress and elsewhere that, well, we could just temper things down, and the state government here in New Jersey, they're trying to do things. But put it bluntly, Geo don't want nothing to change. They're more than happy to keep things going and then some.
Yes, exactly. So the incentives it creates are not always obviously not concerned about policy, just about money.
This also comes into play too with the conditions that we hear about, not just at Delaney Hall but other facilities. As far as the oversight, I mean, are these companies? You say they're getting favorable treatment only because they have so much of their foot inside the decision makers. What hope is there for anything to improve as far as ethics, as far as, God, even just straight out humanity with some of these operations?
It's a very, very good question. In your lead in, and I know you haven't brought it up yet, but you mentioned the idea of these, you have publicly traded companies, and that does become an avenue for pushback on the investor side. And because then basically you say, all right, well, where can we initiate change? And if people start to feel it and the companies start to feel it in the pocketbook, then that's going to become something that they're going to pay attention to.
Yeah, I know a lot of people neglect that because they're involved with 401ks, for example, through their place of employment or individually. They invest in funds, and you get this dictionary size annual report, and you really don't want to take the time to look through it. But if you did ever take time to look for it, like I never knew by investing in Warner Brothers Discovery, which I divested for a whole other discussion of the time, I actually owned a piece of a pro wrestling promotion because of that. But it's a matter of if you look through the elements, and they do have to list every single company that your fund is investing in, you might be unpleasantly surprised with some of the companies that you might be dropping your money in and gaining money from. Granted, but do you really want to gain money from a company that is perpetrating some of the things that we're hearing that Geo Group is doing? I would hope the answer is no. And I think what you do, Brendan, with the work at Open Secrets at opensecrets.org, you bring the information to people that I think can motivate so many more to say, okay, this isn't right, and I need to speak up, speak out, push back, push out, and try to get things right and make these companies more aware that people, more people are watching them, and not to put them out of business, but just to operate in a humane way, considering the operations and the focus of what their business is. So find out more at opensecrets.org about Geo Group, about the for-profit prison industry overall, and many other important topics that they put a focus on. He is the Director of Insights with Open Secrets, Brendan Glavin. Brendan, thank you for helping us better appreciate a not talked about enough aspect of what we're seeing, not just unfolding at Delaney Hall, but elsewhere. For people listening on the podcast outside New Jersey, this will be a wake-up call for them, too. And I appreciate you taking time to be here with us today.
Great. Thank you very much.